This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great day that begins another eventful week. One can only hope it's not eventful like the immediately prior week has been. The immediately prior week has been a disaster for the Trump campaign. There's no doubt about it. It's hurt the Trump campaign severely. It began on Sunday. Yeah, that's last Sunday, 8 days ago, with the New York Times dropping the bombshell about President Trump's tax returns. Not an issue that he likes to talk about. And not an issue that makes him look good. I understand. It's smart to pay as low taxes as you can. But look, it was a problematic moment. And then, of course, that came up in the debate on Tuesday. The debate, by any reasonable measure, not a good moment for the President of the United States or the country. Most Americans hated it. And in fact, the New York Times Siena College survey of voters in Pennsylvania shows that Trump was viewed more negatively after people saw the debate. So was Biden. Biden's ahead in Pennsylvania, but I mean, this is a terrible thing. If we're coming up to another election where people despise both candidates, that's not a good thing. And then, of course, on Friday at 1 a.m. in the morning, Friday morning, the announcement that President Trump is ill. He should be heading toward the hospital in about an hour and a half, if I have that right. That's at least what they've said at 6:30 this evening, out of the hospital, not heading out of the hospital for the White House. And speaking of the White House, there was a moment on Saturday night with the president still ill, where they had to try to make something of this last week's events on Saturday Night Live. Because Saturday Night Live was returning. As Dave Itzkoff writes in the New York Times, it was perhaps the most anticipated Saturday Night Live season premiere in almost 20 years. The show's first live broadcast in more than 6 months, hosted by Chris Rock, and its first to be produced under guidelines for the coronavirus era. The previous eagerly anticipated show was when they came back after September 11th. And you may remember people who said after September 11th happened, it was such a terrible disaster for our country with 3,000 people dead. And people were saying things like, we'll never laugh again. Will never be the same after the terror attacks that killed 3,000 Americans on September 11th. I don't know what you say about this year. By the way, so many strange things have happened. Okay, we now have, let's see, we now have 28 days until the election. What could happen next? What could be the further October surprise? The election's on November 3rd. I mean, The one thing, of course, that I would be concerned about is that both Mike Pence, who is 61, who has been exposed to the president and to a lot of the White House aides very directly, his White House press secretary, Katie Miller, the wife of the president's assistant, Stephen Miller, she has tested positive. Stephen Miller has not as yet. But given the amount of people who were infected at that event a week ago Saturday for the announcement of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court, it's possible that Vice President Pence could be positive, and so could Joe Biden. People who look at this, medical experts, some of whom I've spoken to off the record, say that, look, especially when people are speaking, and President Trump was speaking, how do you put it, enthusiastically. And President Trump is kind of known to expectorate when he speaks. There's no shield there. And could that potentially have infected Joe Biden? But that would be a serious matter, because very much like President Trump, Joe Biden is in a vulnerable age group. He's 3 years older than the president. This is all pure speculation. By the way, if you can think of something else weird, surprising, earth-shattering, that we should expect to still happen in this bizarre year of 2020, feel free to give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. That's 1-800-955-1776. Okay, by the way, what happens if all of a sudden Joe Biden can no longer make the race? Well, it's a complete nightmare, because there have already been about 3 million ballots that have been cast. Yeah, they've been sent in already, and they've had early voting in some states. And some of those votes, not all of them, but some of them went to Joe Biden. Some of them went to Donald Trump. People have asked me all the time, well, what happens if Trump can't make the race, if he's too sick? It looks like he's going to be fine, and he is certainly going to be energetic and enthusiastic, as always, in trying to close the election on a winning note. He has an uphill fight. It's going to be tough for him, but he is going to be there as the nominee at the end of the process. If he had been unable to make the fight, what happens is the Republican National Committee can officially pick a replacement. It would presumably be Vice President Pence. And then they pick, and Vice President Pence would then pick, a replacement as a running mate. But we're not there yet. And we're certainly not there for Joe Biden, who, as far as we know, he has released a great deal more information about his health than President Trump. But I'll tell you what wasn't healthy was Saturday Night Live. So with this big anticipated opening, they began with Chris Rock, who can be one of the funniest guys around. But he was just painfully unfunny and made this plea. He said that our system of governance is broken. Okay, fair enough. And said we need to reassess everything. And how? Well, listen to this hilarity. This is clip 12A.
I know we got to figure out our whole relationship. We got to renegotiate our relationship to the government. The Senate and the Congress, does it work? No, it doesn't freaking work, man. It doesn't work. And we've agreed, you know, and why doesn't it work? Because they need freaking term limits, okay? We've agreed in the United States that we cannot have kings, yet we have dukes and duchesses running the Senate and the Congress making decisions for poor people. That's right. Rich people making decisions for poor people. That's like your handsome friend giving you dating advice.
I'm not sure that's the best analogy, quoting James Baldwin and basically ending on another note that just is lots and lots of fun. Listen.
But we got to take this serious, man. We got to take the whole government serious. We got to take the whole, this whole, everything going on right now. We can lick this, okay? We can beat this if we all work together, you know. James Baldwin said, not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it's faced. Okay? All right? We got a great show for you tonight.
Okay, great show. Well, the show began, actually, even before Chris Rock's disappointing monologue, with Jim Carrey introduced, playing Joe Biden, and Alec Baldwin back as President Trump, a recap of the debate. Now, surely that's going to be hilarious, because the debate itself was so much fun. We'll get to that and more from the UN. Now, that's hilarious. Coming up on the Medved Show. As you know, I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it has been a truly bizarre year, and not in a funny or amusing way. So it's tough for Saturday Night Live. I mean, I feel sorry for Chris Rock. He was trying to be reasonable. Of course, there are lots and lots of people out there who share his desire to impose term limits on the Congress of the United States, I think it's extraordinarily unlikely. More likely that you could get Congress to impose term limits on the Supreme Court, which I do think would be a positive idea. We've talked about that before. But I also asked the question, put the question to you, and if you want to contribute, you can. We've had a series of crazy events and revelations and spins and ups and downs and ins and outs with this campaign. Who would have believed after Joe Biden finished fifth in the Iowa caucuses, fifth, that he would win the nomination going away and would actually be a front runner for the presidency? What else can we expect in the next 28 days that is going to be utterly bizarre and unimaginable? Let's go to Dave in Seattle. Dave, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Yes, thank you, Michael. Yes, American people find out from CNN, ABC, CBS that the news networks and the Democratic Party was doing a coup, and the Russian collusion was the Democratic Party taking down Donald Trump. That factual information will come out, and also the factual information about Hunter and Ukraine will come out, and the truth will finally be told to the American people. Wouldn't that be nice?
How do you think that the what you believe to be the truth about Russian collusion to take down President Trump, how do you think it is going to come out? Who's going to provide that truth?
Michael, they already have the emails, the text messages from Comey and Strzok, and there is information that President Obama did know about those emails, faxes, meetings regarding the FISA, regarding the warrants. It's all factual. The American people are just not being told the truth, Michael.
Okay, I don't believe that to be true. There are all kinds, but this is not an item that has been the number one cable network by far is Fox News. And I think they've given a great deal of attention to the FISA warrant application against Carter Page. We already have one guilty plea by agent, special agent Kleinsmith of the FBI. I think that the majority of the American people, except for people who are deeply, deeply into this conspiracy theory, when you start hearing about a replay of the 2016 election, there is something of a yawn. And I don't really believe that that would be a factor that's going to change many people's votes. You know what it reminds me of? There are two things that happened within the last 2 weeks. One was Tara Reid. Remember her who claims that Joe Biden assaulted her in 1997? She gave an interview for Australian TV. And the interview was broadcast in Australia. It hasn't been broadcast here. And do I believe that that's going to change anything, the charges of Tara Reid? No, people have already looked at it. They have found it non-credible. And because there are no other similar charges at all, it's kind of dropped. And by the way, also, even more recently, there is a model named Amy Doris who has come forward. The Wall Street Journal is the only place I've seen anything about it. She accused President Trump of assaulting her also in 1997. And she claims that she has all kinds of supporting evidence. She's filing a lawsuit of some kind. I'm not even sure what she's suing for or who she is suing particularly. But look, this is not going to change the election, and it's not going to shake up the world. There are things like the president's illness that could. And there are a lot of people, including Dr. Scott Gottlieb in Wall Street Journal, who are hopeful that the president's experience with COVID-19 is going to lead to a change in American policy and to a better, more effective policy against the pandemic. Okay, Saturday Night Live, and again, failing to make a lot of humor out of what wasn't a very funny debate. The skit began with Chris Wallace is there, and the fellow who did Chris Wallace was actually pretty good in capturing the tone of Chris's voice. But then you have Alec Baldwin as Trump talking about the Supreme Court. This is clip 11A.
We begin with the Supreme Court. President Trump, 2 minutes.
I'm going to do 10. I'd like to begin with a list of complaints. People are mean to me. Joe here is very mean. Chris Wallace is mean. The economy is mean. It keeps losing jobs, which is mean to me. The China virus has been very mean to me by being a hoax, and that statement will not come back to haunt me later this week.
Here's the deal.
No, it's not.
Excuse me, please.
No, whatever you're going to say, no.
Mr. President, please let him speak. He let you speak, now let him speak.
But he's lying. I can't point out if he says a lie.
I said 2 words, you son of a no. Don't do it, Joe. It's exactly what he wants. Don't let your inner Whitey Bulger come out.
Okay, and that's Jim Carrey debuting as Joe Biden, and it's Beck Bennett who did the Chris Wallace. And then the worst part of the skit was Maya Rudolph showing up toward the end as Kamala Harris. Listen.
Kamala, I got this.
Uh-uh, Joe. Let Mama go to work. Now, Donald, I want you to apologize to Joe.
He started it.
Hey! I don't care who started it. All right? You apologize to Joe now.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I said sorry. Okay, are you happy now?
I think if there's one thing we learned tonight, it's that America needs a WAP. Woman as president. But for now, I'll settle for HVPIC. Hot vice president in charge. So why don't the two of you finish this debate or whatever the hell this is with some dignity. And when you're done, I've got you boys some PB&J and apple slices waiting for you back.
Yummy!
Okay, did anybody even chuckle at any of that? You know who is funny? Al Yankovic. Weird Al had a much better take on the debate. We'll give you a sample of that. And then something else that is just deeply creepy, not funny, is bringing a murdered child back to life to plead for a new gun regulation. We'll get to that and more coming up.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender. Not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
USA Radio News.
I'm Dan Naraki. President Trump will be heading back to the White House later today. White House physician Dr. Sean Conley says he's satisfied with the president's progress over the last few days.
Over the past 24 hours, the president has continued to improve. He's met or exceeded all standard hospital discharge criteria. He'll receive another dose of remdesivir here today, and then we plan to get him home. It's been more than 72 hours since his last fever. Oxygen levels, including ambulatory saturations and his work of breathing, are all normal.
Dr. Conley added that the president's medical team has been working with experts to make sure the president can safely fulfill his duties from the White House.
We're looking at where he's going to be able to carry out his duties, office space, and I'll just say that it's in line with everything we've been doing upstairs for the last several days.
This is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
To get a full flavor of how there's a difference between humor and preachiness, the conclusion of the debate skit that opened this eagerly awaited Saturday Night Live with Jim Carrey, who, by the way, in fairness to him, he was pretty good. He actually captured Joe Biden, I think, reasonably well. Basically saying, now look, here's the deal, which, of course, Joe Biden says a lot. And the gestures and the facial expressions and the smile, it was all okay. But the context toward the end of the debate skit, which was part of their cold open, they had a situation where Trump is speaking and Biden can freeze him by pressing the pause button on his remote control, his TV remote control. He takes out a remote control and just presses a pause button and freezes Donald Trump. Now, for people who don't know their movies, this is based on an Adam Sandler movie called Click, where Adam Sandler develops this magical power. And it's interesting to see Jim Carrey as Joe Biden using and citing an Adam Sandler movie to solve the problem of how to debate Donald Trump. But it all sounded like this. This is clip 11C.
But I think we all needed a break. Isn't that satisfying? Just not to hear his voice for a single damn second. Let's wallow in it. Let's bask in the Trumplessness. Now, Chris, could I speak directly to the American people?
Is it going to be weird?
Totally. Totally weird. America, look at me. Look directly into my eyeballs. You can trust me. because I believe in science and karma. Now just imagine if science and karma could somehow team up to send us all a message about how dangerous this virus can be. I'm not saying I want it to happen. Just imagine if it did.
Okay, and when he's looking up at the sky, obviously asking God to make Trump sick. And frankly, I thought it was a sickening end to an extraordinarily mediocre skit. It's just not funny. And the idea, this is like they had that, after Hillary lost, they did this really solemn Saturday Night Live where Kate McKinnon as Hillary Clinton was like sailing through the skies of New York as the real president with, okay, it's somehow partisanship isn't funny. Saturday Night Live can be pretty funny, and they did a pretty good job doing some of the Democratic debates with the different candidates, making fun of them. But if they're going to have Joe Biden, played by Jim Carrey, pitching directly to the audience, I just don't think it delivers laughs. And I don't know what the ratings are. The ratings are probably very high because everybody was looking forward to the show coming back. But you can laugh much better at, this is clip 13A, Jeremy, where Weird Al Yankovic promos and premieres his new song, which is called We're All Doomed, Trump versus Biden. And it starts out with Weird Al Yankovic, with a long curly hair, very much on display, taking the role of Chris Wallace at Tuesday night's debate. Listen.
Ah! We're all doomed! People are breathing out this living poison and trying to float into my orifices. I lost my car key. I had to steal my neighbor's Segway to get here today. And on the way, I crashed in this dumpster. And these kids are making a video, and now I'm on TikTok. I can't.
Excuse me.
Yeah? Being not hysterical, despite, you know, things? Oh, I can do that. Dignified.
Gentlemen, welcome to the first presidential debate. Our first question in the key of G sharp minor is
2020 is a raging hellscape. Any ideas on how to stop a worldwide plague?
We should be providing people the help they need. He knew back in February it was a deadly disease. What did he do? He's on tape acknowledging he knew.
Really?
He waited and waited and waited, and he didn't even tell you.
President Trump did a phenomenal job. People said that.
Well,
we got the gowns, we made the ventilators, we got the masks. I don't wear masks like him. Every time you see him, he's got a mask. The biggest mask I've ever seen. The biggest mask I've ever seen.
Okay, those are the real voices of Biden and Trump, auto-tuned, of course. And here's the chorus of the song. Listen.
We're living in the apocalypse. I'm begging you to put a stop to this, pretty please.
Keep yapping, man. The people understand. He doesn't have a plan.
Exploding trees. COVID-19. Hurricanes with names past the letter Z. Conspiracy theories about vaccines. Murder hornets coming from across the sea. Too many memes about World War III. Can't tell what's hell or reality. Earthquakes ruined in my whole week. Cause I dropped my keys in the crack between the cup holder and my car seat. Who's it gonna be?
They want to take out the cows,
in the West Wing.
Now here's the deal. He has no idea what he's talking about.
We're living in the apocalypse. I'm begging you to put a stop to this, pretty please.
He said he could inject some bleach.
They cheat. Who's it gonna be?
It's pretty clever. And that auto-tune technology, I don't think either the real Trump or Biden could sing quite that closely on key. And speaking of being off key, it's very tough to be critical of Parkland parents. because they've gone through so unbelievably much, and to lose your child in a completely senseless and preventable school shooting like the one that occurred, it is a terrible thing. But coming up, there's a story of two Parkland parents, Manuel and Patricia Oliver, who founded the organization Change the Ref to empower young people to make changes through education and activism on mostly on the gun violence issue, which to them means additional regulations. And they actually create this deeply creepy video based upon tweets and imagery and voice recordings. It's a hologram, really. It's a CGI video of their son, who was killed 2 years ago at Parkland. And his name was Joaquin Oliver. May he rest in peace. And he has a message that he puts forward, which is a nakedly political message. You'll hear that moments from now. It's part of, again, the idea that we're living in the apocalypse, that this race is so ferocious and so bitter that people will even use an image of their late son who died at age 17 in that horrendous high school shooting. We'll use that image to try to score political points. We will get to that and to the UN trying and failing, it seems to me, to score political points about something else that had never even occurred to me as a worldwide crisis. But I guess it must be, because the UN says it is. We will get to that and much more coming up on the MedVet Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Don't want to put this video up on our website because it is Jeremy, I'm here. I'm trying to speak. I'm speaking into the Jeremy, I'm here. Can you hear me? I am. I'm talking.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Most of the documentaries made about the President of the United States are one-sided and deeply hostile. But the independent filmmaker Robert Orlando takes a different approach. He wants to probe some of the secrets of Trump's obsessions, and he finds answers in what the President has described as his favorite film. This new movie, available to stream on Prime Video, is called Citizen Trump.
Donald Trump began to morph into the lead role in Citizen Kane.
This movie exploration is entirely in black and white to stay consistent with the original Citizen Kane. It's an intriguing exploration, but never conclusively convincing. And for people who haven't seen the original Citizen Kane, you may be more than a little lost. Not officially rated, but mostly appropriate for those fascinated by politics and a great older film from 1941. 2.5 stars for Citizen Trump.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And in the movie Citizen Trump, we spoke to the director of the film. They use a lot of sketches which attempt to sort of capture both the atmosphere of Citizen Kane and some of the Trump administration. The film, of course, was done way too early to deal with the very dramatic and almost cinematic involvement of the president himself with the COVID virus. He, of course, going home to the White House basically 45 minutes from now. I'd spoken before the break about this disturbing video that's been put out by the Change the Ref Foundation. And that's Manuel and Patricia Oliver, who are the parents of Joaquin Oliver, who was one of the kids who was shot in Parkland High School a couple of years ago. And Jeremy, I'm hoping we do not actually feature this video on our website because it's too disturbing. And what it begins with is the parents talking about their loss on February 14th, Valentine's Day, 2018, at Stoneland Douglas High School. Listen.
I am Patricia Oliver, and this is my husband, Manuel. 2 years ago, our beautiful son, Joaquin, was shot and killed at Parkland. Every day I think about him and what his last moments must have been like.
Meanwhile, every day, nearly 100 more families lose someone they love to gun violence. Every single day, we keep telling people it doesn't have to be like this. They don't listen. So we found a way to bring back someone that no one will ignore.
It's very hard for me to look at this. So please, please listen to what our son has to say.
And then they show a CGI or a holographic version of their son who's speaking directly into the camera. He's wearing a sort of a knit cap and looking like a 17-year-old as he was when he died. And he says this.
Yo, it's me. It's Guac. I've been gone for 2 years and nothing's changed, bro. People are still getting killed by guns. What is that? Everyone knows it, but they don't do anything. I'm tired of waiting for someone to fix it. The election in November is the first one I could have voted in, but I'll never get to choose the kind of world I wanted to live in. So you've got to replace my vote. Go to unfinishedvotes.com, register, then go vote. Vote for politicians who care more about people's lives than the gun lobby's money. Vote for people not getting shot, bro. I mean, vote for me because I can. We've got to keep on fighting, and we got to end this.
And so it goes. Is that going to get some people to register to vote and to vote who might otherwise not? Maybe. But, of course, what they don't mention today is that we lose more people from gun violence, and that's what they use in all their numbers, to suicide. Yeah, suicide. Than to murder. And that's a horrible thing. And again, should we do something about it? Absolutely. Will relatively minor changes in gun regulation make that difference? It won't. Which brings us on that sobering note to one of our periodic features, our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
And to try to promote world peace, the UN, yes, really, the United Nations, has offered a new tweet to stop the terrible danger to world peace presented by mansplaining. No, really. They say in their tweet, you can avoid being a mansplainer by asking yourself these questions. Did she indicate any desire to hear this information? Is it possible that she knows more about this topic than I do? Did I read the room before starting to speak? And then this is tweeted out together with an explanation of what mansplaining is. Number one, the practice of a man explaining something to a woman in a way that shows he thinks he knows and understands more than she does. Number two, a patriarchal act that trains women in self-doubt and self-limitation, just as it exercises men's unsupported overconfidence. Okay, look, does this really represent a something that we need the United Nations? And this is not a joke. It's a verified account. UN Women. And the idea of mansplaining, explaining something to a woman in a way that shows he thinks he knows and understands more than she does, occasionally that's true. Now, very frequently it's not true. And women know more than men about all kinds of things. But for goodness sake, particularly if you're explaining something about something that happened to you, is it always a patriarchal act that trains women in self-doubt? Look, we'll be dealing with issues not necessarily of mansplaining, but given the fact that we're going to have one of our very first debates involving, on the presidential level, involving a female candidate. The first one was, the very first, I believe, was the debate between between Geraldine Ferraro, if you remember her, and George Herbert Walker Bush. That was in 1984. And then we had Sarah Palin versus Joe Biden. And that also didn't necessarily go so well for the female involved. And then, of course, we have coming up Kamala Harris versus Mike Pence. What should we expect in that debate? And how is it that Mike Pence, who is, I think, often underrated as a debater, can actually win that thing? Part of it might have to do with some of his experience professionally before he went into politics. For Kamala Harris, she, of course, was a prosecutor. She was a district attorney. And then, of course, a United States senator. We'll talk about that and much more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late-night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's three times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863 or visit them online at ccrane.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.